Finally, this hour, Donald Rumsfeld's departure marks the end of an era at the Pentagon and the end of a unique relationship between the defense secretary and the press. Through unprecedented terrorist attacks on the U.S., two wars, and their aftermaths, Secretary Rumsfeld has not shied away from reporters, and there have been some memorable moments. Here are some of them, beginning with the ever-present question about Osama bin Laden.
Charlie, the answer to the question, is he alive or dead? The answer is yes, he is alive or dead. As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know. Here is a country that's being liberated. Stuff happens. And it's untidy, and freedom's untidy, and free people are free to make mistakes. The images you are seeing on television, you are seeing over and over and over, and it's the same picture of some person walking out of some building with a vase. And you see it 20 times. And you think, my goodness, were there that many vases? I read 8 headlines that talked about chaos, violence, unrest, and it just was henny penny. The sky is falling. I've never seen anything like it.
It's essentially a matter of physics. It isn't a matter of money. It isn't a matter on the part of the army of desire. It's a matter of production and capability of doing it. As you know, you go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want or wish to have at a later time.
Those reports have been flying around since about 4 months after I assumed my post in 2001. I have no plans to retire.
Well, now that Donald Rumsfeld is resigning, it's worth remembering that he leaves behind a long legacy as a public servant and an author of sorts. Buried in the desks of many government workers lies a 12-page document called Rumsfeld's Rules. It's a pithy list of do's and don'ts written by a young Rumsfeld back in 1974. He's updated it since. It was based on his experiences as chief of staff for President Gerald Ford.
The document has become a survival guide in Washington. It's provided upon arrival to many political newcomers of both parties. Here are a few samples of Rumsfeld advice.
It's easier to get into something than to get out of it.
Learn to say, I don't know. If used when appropriate, it will be often.
Don't blame the boss. He has enough problems.
Keep your sense of humor. As General Joe Stilwell said, the higher the monkey climbs, the more you see of his behind.
You will launch many projects but have time to finish only a few.
And finally, be able to resign. It will improve your value to the president and do wonders for your performance.
Those are some of Donald Rumsfeld's rules for survival, rules that many in Washington might continue to follow even after he's gone.